There's been no music more brash, more raw, more in your face than punk. The Ramones, The Clash, and the Sex Pistols broke all the rules in their day. And a generation earlier, so did a slew of mostly forgotten but equally rebellious singers and their groups. A new CD box set makes that point with 101 songs. It's called Rockin' Bones, 1950s Punk and Rockabilly. You hear that title, don't you have to listen? Renee spoke with the Rockin' Bones producer and one of the guitarists from that era.
James Austin is the producer of the 4-CD set, and he joins us here at NPR West. Welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
And in his hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana, the influential guitar player James Burton, who played with Elvis Presley most famously, as well as Johnny Cash, Dale Hawkins, and Emmylou Harris, he co-wrote the song Susie Q at age 14. James Burton, welcome to you.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Thank you.
It might be good to start with the title song, Ronnie Dawson's Rockin' Bones.
Ronnie Dawson, actually a great guitar player, a great singer, came up with this song. He didn't write it, but he came up with this song called Rockin' Bones about, you know, when I die, you know, hang my bones upon the wall and then bury me with a phonograph needle in my hand. I mean, that's really great poetry.
I think we're going to take a try at one song that I find hard to believe ever made it on the air on any radio station in America, and in fact, probably didn't, right?
It never got any airplay. Any radio programmer would have gotten fired for playing this song.
And you know exactly, you know.
I know what you're saying.
Little Girl.
John and Jackie, Little Girl, Aladdin Records, 1958. What were they thinking? How could this record ever have even gotten to the point of being pressed onto plastic? I have no idea. All I know, it's amazing.
Well, I can't help but thinking when you're on my mind. I love you, little baby, let's make some time.
I think we have to fade this one down.
It's kind of like, okay. You know, if one is good, but when you get to about the fourth or fifth one, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, this box set probably in some way sort of stems from that song. When I had found that song in the 1970s at a record store, I could not believe what I heard. And I started thinking, you know, these are really oddball songs. They're rockabilly, but they're so hardcore. And I came up with literally hundreds of them.
Plus, for every novelty song, there were plenty more that would have passed for heartfelt in the world of rockabilly. James Burton hit the big time when, at 18, he joined Ricky Nelson's band. Better known as the youngest son on the Ozzy and Harriet show, the epitome of 50s suburbia, Ricky Nelson was hardly a rockabilly bad boy, but he did showcase James Burton's driving guitar.
Well, let's dig it now.
It was this guitar work that inspired another guitar player, Keith Richards, to say of his youthful listening habits, "I didn't buy Ricky Nelson records, I bought James Burton records." James Burton, let's talk about that. You can't speak about rockabilly without speaking about the guitar.
The guitar becomes the vocal when the singer's not singing, and the guitar takes a solo, it steps out, it becomes the singer actually on the record. Playing guitar is the sound of this music.
Oh, yeah.
With some of these songs, you hear these guys singing about women, and they're sort of backdoor women in the classic blues sense. And then the women come on, at least the selections you have here, and they, James Austin, give as good as they get.
I drink a quart of sake, smoke dynamite, I chase it with the backy, and then shoot out the light, cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to blow my top.
They're holding their own.
But on their terms.
Their terms. I'm as tough as you, and that's not the way it was in the 1950s.
Well, I need a man, I need a man, I need a man to love.
women wore poodle skirts and, you know, they were nice and clean. Right. And you remember, James, they used to wear, the furthest out you got was blue jeans and wearing your dad's white shirt. But here's some women who are really in the same league as men.
I have plenty of cash in a fine minko, but they just can't give me what I need most. I need a
Barbara Pittman. And doing I Need a Man. I mean, there's more desperation going on in that song. Wow.
James Austin points to one song in particular as being ahead of its time, a song that actually goes back in time, some 400 years, the folk ditty, Froggy Went A-Courtin', a sweet little song, rendered not so sweet, in the hands of
Danny Dell and the Trends. What you have here is a guy playing chords. He's not playing the single note leads. And this is why this is the strongest comparison to punk rock. The way the instrumentation is, the echo, and all they basically did is took a traditional song that even Bruce Springsteen did on his last record called The Seeger Sessions. And here is a version that's the closest to punk rock because it really doesn't sound like it was recorded in 1959.
Well, took Mrs. Mouse on his knee and said, Mrs. Mouse, will you marry me?
James Burton and James Austin, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
I really enjoyed myself. Thank you guys so much.
Lulu knows what guys to date. Lulu knows what step to take. Lulu knows whose heart to break. Lulu's taking this town. Lulu knows.
That's Ron Renee Montaigne, and you can rock out to Catman, Susie Q, and other tunes from the collection at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And sitting in for Renee Montaigne, I'm Lynn Neary.